The musicians of the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra have been working without a contract since the middle of January, when a temporary agreement expired. And while that could have meant a strike with other unions, WYPR's Tom Flynn reports that the musicians have agreed to keep playing as they keep talking.
Brian Prechtel, a percussionist and co-chair of the orchestra's Players Committee, says they're making progress in the contract talks, but it's been slow going.
We hope to keep talking, and we hope that management starts to realize just how much sentiment there is behind keeping the Baltimore Symphony a major orchestra, a full-time 52-week orchestra, and that they'll reconsider.
That's been the biggest sticking point in the talks, Symphony management's proposal to cut the orchestra's season from 52 weeks a year to 40 weeks. Prechtel says the move would be incredibly damaging to the institution.
It would cut our wages by 20% and eliminate all programming during the summer months.
Jane Marvine, who plays oboe and English horn, says the change would set the orchestra back decades and threaten the quality of the music.
I've spent 40 years career in the Baltimore Symphony, and what's being proposed would take us back way before my time joining the orchestra. And you can't expect any worker, but any great artist, to want to make their career here if the wages are going back to 20 years.
And John Warshawski, a loyal fan and season ticket holder, says the shortened season and potential loss of musicians could cause irreversible damage to the 102-year-old orchestra.
It's a highly competitive industry, to be sure. These folks that we have right now are at the top of the game. If we lose them, we won't be replacing them with the same caliber of musician. We just won't.
Symphony management declined to be interviewed for this report, but issued a brief statement saying that it is seeking to create, quote, a better financial position and a sustainable business model, end quote. Management said in an earlier statement the orchestra has lost $16 million over the last 10 years and that an analysis of the finances found it would not be feasible to continue operating as a year-round orchestra. Marvine, the oboist, says the musicians are aware of the financial problems. They just want a different conversation about solutions.
Make no mistake, the musicians of the Baltimore Symphony know that there is a crisis financially. We cannot sustain this course. The conversation we should be having is how do we make the case to the community that this cultural institution is worth saving, is worth preserving for all the citizens of our state.
Prechtel also acknowledges the money issues, but says orchestra management needs to reach out to a broader market.
Unfortunately, from our point of view, they haven't really taken the time to see what it is we could be doing better, how we could be playing for more Marylanders, not fewer Marylanders. To us, it seems like they're kind of taking the easy way out and deciding that they just want to reduce the scope of the organization.
Meanwhile, a group of about 20 donors and supporters calling itself Save Our BSO has launched a letter-writing campaign urging management to reconsider the cuts. And former governor and Baltimore mayor Martin O'Malley has jumped into the fray with emails urging people to take action to save the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra. O'Malley's email notes that public funding has dropped by 30% since 2008 and calls for state and local governments to restore funding to pre-recession levels. Despite the outpouring of community support, Marvine says she isn't optimistic.
Right now, there is no confidence about our future. We have to change this conversation. We owe it to our community. This is something that's bigger than us.
Nonetheless, Prechtel says they'll keep talking, no lockouts and no strike. I'm Tom Flynn for 88.1 WYPR.
This music, by the way, was provided by Darius Storicheski, the Baltimore Symphony's principal cellist.